All right, our next teller will be Lillian Diamond.
Oh, well, let's see. Oh, we have a good crowd here. Well, it was many years ago, and I was a young damsel, so full of the love of life. I'm from Savannah, Georgia. And so a friend of mine, Miss Mademoiselle Sophie, she was an XL woman. You know, she had a little schmaltz, extra schmaltz on, and I was a thin damsel, sort of like Ava Gardner. And if anybody remembers Ava. So they had a big extravaganza posted all over Savannah on the telephone poles. American Legion, big soiree party, Halloween night. So I called Miss Sophie and I said, why don't we go to the American Legion party at Savannah Beach? Wouldn't that be a good idea? And she said, yes, I don't have much to wear. I said, well, maybe you can get your grandmother to sew you a frock, and I can go somewhere to the nearly new store and find a nice gown, which I did. And it was exciting. It was all black satin and everything and off the shoulders. It looked just lovely. And I was just a young thing, young damsel. And Sophie was young, too. So we got in my car, and I like for her to drive. She was a better driver than I. She could take those curves easier, and I was too excited to do all this kind of thing. So we go to the American Legion, which is just full of servicemen, which, of course, I adored all of that, and so did Sophie. Sophie was a little bit more forward than I, and we didn't know what was going on in life. We thought we had some unnatural desires. And, you know, that wasn't exactly to the norm. But we were excited. And I said, well, I don't know. We can just go there and have a good time. We can have a couple of beers and this, that, and the other. And, you know, it'll be wonderful. It's Halloween and Savannah Beach. And, you know, it's exciting. And they had a terrific band, and they had a black singer doing The Girl Can't Help It, and an old Little Richard ballad, which I just adored. So I got out and boogied down, and several servicemen surrounded me, and I selected a partner, one that looked a little bit like a young Paul Newman. And so we got out there, and we just danced and carried on and this, that, and the other, and just really, oh, just got excited. So when I returned to the table, I found Miss Sophie. Several servicemen had surrounded her, and she was just screaming and hollering, I am not really a real woman. And I thought, God, she's letting the cat out of the bag. This is not a good thing. Too many men here. Not a good thing. And she looked just like a regular woman, you know, because, you know, she was just hefty like this lady here and so forth. And I had her all painted up and everything, so that was fine. And so this soldier sits next to her and begins to put his hand down into her bosom and said, don't tell me you ain't a real woman. Because she had a lot of stuff up here, you know, because she had some extra weight on her. So she said, but I am not a woman. And I said, Sophie, can you please, you know, can you please not tell these things? You know, these falsehoods, you know, look around, honey, look around. Just surrounded by all these servicemen. Not a good thing. And so I danced a few dances. I said, oh, to hell with it. I had another beer and danced, you know, the boogie-woogie and this, that, and the other. And it was just so exciting. And so I got back to the table again. And she said, you know, I think we sort of better leave. It doesn't look good. I said, not with you, you know, revealing everything. I said, we could have gotten by with a lot. I said, but you had to blab everything and get us, oh my goodness, and get us all into trouble. And so we decided to leave, and we got on in the car. It was all gravelly and all that, and she was spinning off and, you know, making dust and all. I said, hurry, let's get home. So we were going down Highway 80 back to, into Savannah. The oleander branches were just sweeping across the windshield, and the palms were just going by, and she kept accelerating and accelerating and going. I said, May, you're going to wreck the car and run into a palm tree. This is a horrible thing. You know, we'll be the headlines in Savannah Morning News. Not good with family and friends and old schoolmates and all this. So we went on and on. She keeps going about 90. And so there's a car following us. Oh, which was just hard. I said, there is a car following. Oh, well, that's all right. We're doing good. So she goes 90 and up to 100. I said, oh, May, please. I said, just, you know, pull off the road. So this car begins passing us. And then we begin passing them. And this goes on for a while around all the curves and everything. Fast as hell and me just dying. And she was braver than I. And so forth. And so the moon, you know, came out a little bit, and I looked over. This car was beside us, and I said, I hate to tell you, honey, but that guy has a gun. Oh, really? Are you sure? I said, yes. The moon shined. It was bright and silvery. 'Tis a gun, Madge. It's all over. That's the end of our career. We never came out. We never did a damn thing except go to the American Legion. And that's the end. So all of this went on and on and on. Suddenly, the motor began to fall out of my car. It made the most dreadful racket you have ever in your life conceived. It was just horrible. I said, it's just going to dump out on the highway. Please slow this place. Slow it down. Please, please slow it down. I don't care. We'll have to deal with the guys. It doesn't matter. But the motor's coming out. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to keep on. I said, no, you are going to stop. You got to stop. It's too dangerous. So we finally eased on down, pulled off the side of the road. Then we heard all this laughing and slapping the knees behind us. I thought I'd finally shoot that damn tire out of that car. I said, oh, what did I tell you, Sophie? They have their gun. So Sophie gets out of the car. She's very brave. What do y'all mean doing all this? Oh, well, you know, we're just having a little fun. Oh, God, I can still see the headlines. Oh, two young queens murdered on Tybee Road. Big headline. So Sophie begins to get the jack out of the car, and the guy, the benevolent guy, one of them begins to help her. Well, the other one that looked like a young Paul Newman eases me into the front seat of his car, at which time he begins to hug and kiss me. Well, I didn't know what to do. I was so young. What would you have done? He had me too. A devil in a hard place. More emphasis on the hard place. But anyway, so he hugs and kisses me, you know, and he's so gorgeous, you know. And although I'm not gay or anything at that time, or had any of these kind of relations, not knowing what was going on and everything, I kissed him back. That's like they did Scarlet and Rhett, you know. I said, so, oh, this is just divine. So he unzips his pants, and I said, I don't understand, you know. No, I don't do that. I'm a girl that doesn't go that far. Oh, then he pulls out that Rudy Toot Toot, that .38 caliber, puts it beside me head, and says, honey, tonight you do. I said, oh, God, well, what do you do? I don't know. I'm inexperienced. This is a crazy thing. I can't do nasty things. This is horrible. So "What would you have done, honey?" I said, "He's going to kill you," because I knew the gun was loaded. He'd already shot the tires out. And Sophie was in the front, you know, just, you know, repairing my car so we could leave on. And so, unfortunately, I had to oblige for a while. And I said, "Well, you know, that's not half bad. It's not as bad as I anticipated." And it had a fresh scent of palm olive soap. He was so clean. I said, "How refreshing." And all, it's not bad at all. So after a short while, Sophie had the car repaired, a new tire put on in the back, and then he allowed me to get out and go with Sophie. And I said, "We've got to lose these people." I said, "We've got to get rid of them. You know, they're dangerous, very dangerous." And I just don't know what else to do except for us to leave. So we began to all around the curves in Savannah and all that, all the squares and the parks and this, that, and the other. Well, they were right behind us. So when Sophie pulled up to her house, they were pulled up right beside us. So she was quite interested in her early Robert Redford-looking guy, and so she took him on in the house. And so mine, the Paul Newman style gentleman, we stayed in the car. And I said, "Well, I don't want to do it." "Well, tonight you are. Pulled out that damn gun again." So I had to fillet him to climax. And I thought, "Well, I don't know what you're supposed to do with all this extra liquid." And I just don't know. And at that time, that was long before Blondie of the Claremont. And so we finished on up. And then Sophie's guy came out. And then they said that they would journey on and see us later. And then I went inside and I said, "Well, how was your Robert Redford looking number?" "Oh, he was just divine. He was just divine. What do you want to do now, Lil? What do you want to do?" I said, "I don't know. However, I think if we went downtown, we might could pick up another stranger at the Elbow Room and continue this escapade." And that's what we did. Thank you.